Eddie, you can talk.
I've always been able to talk. I just save it for special occasions like somebody's rough day.
Yes, yes, Eddie. Thank you very much. But listen, I'd like to talk about Dad. I think his mind may be slipping.
And don't say stuff like that to him. He's a dog. He might not know you're joking.
My Dad, I didn't even know you were here.
Well, just give me a couple more minutes, and I'll have your birthday breakfast all ready. Mm-hmm. Come on, Eddie.
Right behind you.
Oh, Will, it's very nice, Dad.
Yes. Oh, and look what I got. A newspaper from the day you were born.
I keep telling you to clean out that closet of yours.
I ordered it.
Yes, well, let's just see what other wonders occurred on that day. Suspected Pinko ousted from crossing guard post. What a jolly world I was born into.
Now, I know tonight's your party, but here. Happy birthday. Make a wish.
Dad. Thank you.
What's the matter?
My back.
Oh.
It's completely seized up.
Oh, okay. Well, come on now. Just take it easy. Oh,
there you go.
Real slow.
There you go.
Oh, my God. It's been a little tender lately. I went to see the doctor last week. He told me there was absolutely nothing wrong with it.
Doctors never tell you anything. They're just a bunch of overpaid quacks. Oh, I'm sorry. You know, I don't mean you. I mean, I'm talking about real doctors.
How could this be happening to me? I'm always so conscientious about back safety. Well, just the other day, you know, when I needed that large, heavy stack of books from down in the storage room, I insisted that Daphne make 3 trips.
Well, you know what? I got that old girdle in my bedroom. Let me go get that. Should
Dad, please, I'm not going to wear anything called a girdle.
Well, what if I called it a back brace?
Get it? Daphne!
Good God.
Coming! This wouldn't be taking me so long if my housekeeper were here.
I'm a physical therapist.
But perhaps you could get me into a chair?
Oh, goodness. Is your back bothering
Thank
you again?
Thank you, dear.
Oh, I'm sorry I made you get up. I forgot my key.
You know, perhaps you should get a spare set made just to keep it, Donnie. For God's sake, you're practically living there as it is.
Oh, now, Dr. Crane, you better get used to it. Once I'm married, I will be living there. I know what'll help that back. A nice massage.
There you go.
Oh, the girdle. That'll help.
Now, this will be kind of hard to put on by yourself, but if Daphne holds one end and I hold the other, you can kind of spin into it.
Please, Dad. This is humiliating enough as it
What's
is.
What's humiliating about it? Now, you just hook it in the back like a bra.
Just give me that.
Mr. Crane, does it bother you when I stay over at Donnie's?
No.
Well, it seems to bother Dr. Crane.
Oh, he's just cranky because of his back.
Good Lord. Queen Elizabeth had another baby. I don't care what science can do, it's just not right.
Yes. Oh, that'll be just fine right there. Be sure to thank the gang for the flowers, Connie.
You're welcome, Dr. Crane. Happy birthday.
Birthday? Happy birthday, Fraser. Oh,
thank you, Ross. Not off to the best start, though. My back is out.
Well, why don't you go home? We'll just air the best of Crane. I'll drop your gift by later.
No, no, Ross. Couldn't do that. I promised my listeners that I'd read a birthday address.
Well, people might have forgotten. People do have busy lives, you know.
So, Ross, I announced it twice. Anyone paying even the slightest attention would know. Say, what are you doing over there?
Just, wondering when to surprise you with your present.
Guess
now is as good a time as any.
You know, we keep promising each other we're not going to do this. We have to stop spoiling one another.
Well, what am I supposed to do, just forget your birthday?
Oh.
Oh, good Lord, Roz. You know, I read the most wonderful review of this recently.
I hope you like it.
Oh, look, you've inscribed it.
I did.
You'll always be my baby.
I must have had a glass of wine when I wrote that. Mm-hmm.
Love, Mom.
Well, there's our bent and broken birthday boy.
Nice.
I brought you a little gift. Say hello to Sweet Salvation, the lumbar log.
Oh, thank you, Niles. Yes, I'm here. I think the whole thing is probably stress-related.
Well, that's very possible. Mm-hmm. You know, birthdays can be anxiety-provoking.
Yes. Oh,
especially for people of a certain age. But
I am not of a certain age, Niles. I am smack dab in the middle of not a kid anymore. I won't be of a certain age for another 10 years.
You know, if your back pain is stress-related, I read a magazine article with an exercise that might help. You just go someplace where nobody can hear you and list all the things that bug you.
And in what esteemed medical journal did you find this little tidbit? Cosmo?
No, Glamour.
Oh, that's priceless. I can't find the right shade of lipstick. I look terrible in a bikini. He can't find my G-spot.
I said do it someplace private.
You know, it couldn't hurt, Frasier.
Oh, Niles, it's absurd.
The more you resist, the more I'm wondering if there's something you're trying to avoid.
Well, thanks for backing me up, Niles. You know, the same article said if you rub a raw potato...
If we're going to sell him on this, you should drop out now.
No one is going to sell me on anything. That sort of exercise only helps people that lack self-awareness. I, for one, am... God almighty!
Well, no wonder you're stressed. You've got a whole universe to run.
30 seconds, Frasier.
All right, I'm going to be off. You take care of yourself. I'll see you tonight.
Right.
Are you sure you're up to this?
Oh, I'll be fine, Ross. I'm not as delicate as all that.
How'd you do it anyway?
Blowing out a cupcake.
You know, Frasier, we can always put in a best of Crane.
No. No, Roz. Now, just have a little bit of faith in me. I'm a lot tougher than that. I tell you what, if I feel like I need help toward the end of the show, I'll give you a little signal, all right?
All right. 5 seconds.
Gosh, you know, these flowers really are beautiful. Good afternoon, Seattle.
Hello? Anyone here?
I guess they're all out.
Okay, well, let's just get you settled.
Niles, slow down. For God's sakes, we're not running a three-legged race.
There we go.
Okay. Do you have somewhere to be?
Well, since you bring it up, I do actually have a luncheon with my new lady love.
Oh, well, gosh, I'd hate to let my pain stand in the way of that. How could that orthopedist of yours tell me there was nothing wrong?
Frasier, I looked at the x-rays myself. This is not a skeletal problem. All right, there. Now, you're all fine, and I'm sure Dad will be by soon.
No, wait! This couch has absolutely no support. Let's try the chair over there, please.
All right. You're not heavy, you're my brother.
Could you even take me to that unprofessional hack? All he did was give me a bottle full of horse tranquilizers. Didn't care about getting to the root of the problem. He just wanted to shut me up.
Oh. I think it might be time for one of those pills. All comfy?
This won't do. It's even harder than a seat on a public bus.
Oh, when were you ever on a bus?
At a cocktail party once for the Friends of Transit.
I wasn't invited to that.
Will you just help me up, for God's sake?
Hold on.
Ow. God, you know, maybe I should take another one of those pills.
All right. I'll get you a glass of water, okay?
All right.
I go. You know, things really are going well with Mel. I've been out with her almost every night. I don't want to jinx things, but I dare say we're well on our way to becoming what might almost pass for an item. I knew, Frasier. She is just the... Oh, my God, did you fall?
No, I'm actually quite comfortable now. Look, there's no glare on the television. And here's a lovely place to set your drink.
Just give me your hand, and whatever the chair's telling you, don't listen.
No, not, no. It's helping my back, actually. You know, and when you sit in it, you don't have to look at it.
Well, if you're really interested in correcting this problem and not just medicating it, you should consider that technique Roz mentioned, you know, listing your problems aloud.
Oh, give me a break.
Well, it's perfectly possible this is connected to some submerged anxiety. What's bothering you?
Oh, yes. Now, do you really expect me to sit here all alone in this apartment, prattling on endlessly about my problems like some sort of a lunatic? You think I'm going to do that? You're the one that needs to get his head examined. Oh, good God. Oh, Annie. Please, just chill. Get off of me. Get off of me. Oh. Oh. What? Oh, do you want to know what's bothering me, too? All right, well, here's a start. I'm talking to a dog. That bothers me. I'm another year older today. Suppose that bothers me. Though not as much as people seem to think. I'm still single. That's a big one. Not having a woman to share my life with. The only women in my life are friends. Roz and Daphne. Daphne's not even here anymore. She'll be married soon. That's going to be tough on Dad. Who am I kidding? It's going to be tough on me. It's been nice having her here. Even when my love life isn't going so well, I can always come home to her. A warm and considerate woman. You know, that's probably why I've been so brusque with her lately. I know that once she's gone, I'll probably be twice as lonely. It's quite a realization, isn't it? I really do love Daphne. And I'm about to lose her. I've got to show her how I feel about her while I still have a chance. Well, I don't know if it was the therapy or the painkillers, but I actually feel a bit better. Let's try this. You know, there are subtler ways to let the patient know his hour is up.
Oh, Dr. Crane, I didn't know you were here.
Daphne.
Can't hear anything in that shower of mine. It's like a soundproof vault. Yes,
Daphne, I wanted to apologize for being so short with you this morning.
It's fine.
No, it's not. It's never fine. Come here, please. Give me a hug. Oh, dear. Do you know how much you mean to me?
I'm getting an idea.
Hey, Daph. What's wrong? You all right?
Well, actually, no. I overheard something I wasn't supposed to hear. It's about Dr. Crane. I overheard him say he's in love with me.
What?
And he wants to show me how much he loves me while he still has the chance.
Oh, geez, not this.
You knew about this?
I'm not getting in the middle of this.
Then it's true.
Look, I kept my mouth shut for 6 years. I'm not saying anything now.
6 years? He's felt this way for 6 years?
You didn't hear that from me.
Daphne, I can't lower myself into the tub.
Well, don't look at me.
No, I thought I'd skip the bath and take you up on that massage you offered. Those expert hands of yours might be just what the doctor ordered. Let's do it in my bedroom, shall we? Oh, what kept you? What? Daphne, here, just help me out of this robe, please. I nearly killed myself putting it on. All right.
Here we go. Now, remember, your back's very tender, so no sudden movements.
Oh.
You know, I'm catching a draft in this robe. Perhaps I'd better change.
I'll be waiting.
Hey, Frazier.
Yes, sir.
Did Daphne tell you?
Tell me what?
She found out Miles has a thing for her.
What?
Yes.
How?
Well, she said she overheard him earlier saying how much he loves her.
Oh, dear God. No wonder she's been so distracted. And what did you say? Did you confirm it?
Well, yes, I said I knew about it.
Oh, Dad.
Well, come on, what else was I going to say? But then I told her it was none of my business and I took off out of there.
Wait a minute. How did she even see Niles today?
I don't know, but she said she overheard him saying he loves her and that he wanted to tell her while he still has a chance.
Oh, no.
What?
I said that.
Oh, not you.
No,
now.
No, Dad. Not that. I was just doing a little exercise to try to help my back, and I was talking out loud about how much I was going to miss Daphne. She must have overheard me and misunderstood.
Who are you talking to?
If you must know, I was talking to Eddie.
Helps, doesn't it?
Oh, stop it. Thanks to you, now Daphne thinks I'm in love with her. And here I am asking her for a massage. How is she expected to interpret that?
Hard to say.
Oh, boy.
Just take a deep breath and try to relax.
Daphne.
Let's both do that, shall we?
Daphne, Dad told me that you overheard me.
He did?
Yes.
Well, I certainly picked the wrong person to confide in.
No. I'm glad he told me, because the truth is you misunderstood. You see, when I said how much I cared about you, I didn't mean it in a romantic sense.
Then you don't love me?
Oh, no, of course I love you, Daphne. But as a friend, that's all.
Oh, thank God. Yeah. Oh, what a relief. Right. I mean, I was flattered, but... Oh.
Yes, that's okay, fine, Daphne, that's fine. Off you go. All right. Oh, go ahead. Oh. Oh, my head.
Oh, it must be those pills. Come on, let me give you that massage while you can still feel it.
All right.
Come on, then. Oh, dear.
You know, Daph, we really are going to miss you around here.
Oh, it's going to be hard for me, too. Something I haven't even wanted to think about, leaving. I know I grumble a bit, but I do love you and your father. I'll still come around, though. We'll all see each other.
You know what?
What's that, Dr. Crane?
Dad's chair.
I'm not taking it with me, if that's where you're headed.
It's so comfortable.
You took quite a few of those pills, didn't you? You know what's curious, though?
Cats?
Yes. But I'm talking about our little mix-up. When I said to your father, Dr. Crane's in love with me, he said it's been going on for 6 years now. What did he mean by that?
Oh, that. He meant Niles.
What?
Niles. He's crazy about you.
Dr. Crane? Dr. Crane!
Dear God, has a year passed already?
Please, the elastic's pinching behind my ears.
Oh, come on, it's just for a couple of hours.
But it's pulling my hair.
Well, you don't hear Eddie complaining, do you?
I rubbed my hat.
You know, I'm this close to breaking that thing into a million pieces.
Well, isn't this festive?
Oh, Daphne, by the way, thank you for the massage. I think it did just the trick.
Anytime, Dr. Crane.
Listen, just before I drifted off, I'm afraid I might have said something I wish I hadn't.
Yes?
It's about Dad's chair. I mean, it may be comfortable, but I still want to get it out of here.
Oh, that.
Right. Why? I didn't say anything else I shouldn't have said, did I?
Well, no.
Oh.
No, no. And don't worry. Mum's the word. I'll get it.
Thank you.
You straightened things out with Daphne?
Yes, I did.
Boy, that was a close one. I almost blew Niall's secret.
In the future, will you try to be more discreet? I can't pull your chestnuts out of the fire every time.
Good evening, Daphne.
Dr. Crane.
You look different somehow. Have you done something new with your hair?
Oh.
Oh, that must be it. Well, hello.
Niles.
Feeling better?
I'm feeling much better, thank you.
Long.
Perhaps for you and Elsa. Oh, that must be a present for me.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Tossed salads and scrambled eggs. Mercy. And maybe I seem a bit confused. Well, maybe. But I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again.
Thank you!